It's time for exciting varsity girls softball action on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's game is brought to you by Bergner Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Culver's, Dave's County Market, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Lincoln Wood Products, the Merrill High School Softball Booster Club, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Park City Credit Union, Pine Ridge Mobile, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Wendorf Bus, and Westside Market. Now let's send it to the field with downtown Ollie Burrows.
And this is downtown Ollie Burrows. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Girls Softball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. The weather is threatening. The lights are already on. And the Merrill fans came prepared with their 12x12. Sheltered area just to my right, so I am holding out that this will not be a repeat of the Wausau West Merrill game last year when my computer died as a result of the weather. But I will tell you this, I'll take the result. We're at Wausau East High School, 210 to center field. Don't know the distances down the line. Of course, this is an all-turf infield. So that's going to make for some very fast shots. It's also going to make it very interesting when you're bunting, because I could tell you this, home plate is down from first base. Hard to tell from my angle about third base, but you'll have to watch this on the bunts to see how those balls break. But with the turf infield and a nice landing pad for the pitchers inside the circle, it's going to be a good field on which to play. It's just whether or not the rain decides to go away and come again some other day. We're going to take a quick break, back a look at the lineups after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School. I am downtown Ollie Burrows. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Girls Softball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. We're going to start a few minutes early, so I'm going to go straight to the starting lineups for the visiting Blue Jays. Sophie Wendorf leading off at shortstop. Katie Heckendorf batting second, catching. Maya Ott third at first base. Mackenzie Herent inside the circle batting fourth. Orzek batting fifth at third base. Ava Dietert center field sixth. Lexi Olof, second base, seventh. Wirtala, eighth in right field. And Danny Schilke will be batting ninth in left field. For the Wausau East Lumberjacks, Young at shortstop, Berndt behind the plate, Cushman at third, Berger in center field, Clues at first base, Bodner inside the circle, Smenda in left field, Wynn in right field, and Majeski at second base. So Sophie Wendorf batting from the right side, steps in. Badner's left-hander. She rocks and fires. Downstairs and away. One ball and no strikes. Don't have the press box view, but right down behind home plate, so we should have a good look at the ball strikes. There's the wind, there's the pitch. That's ripped, a line drive. What a play by Young at shortstop. Line out, that had at least a solid hit to left on it, if not extra bases, and Young snares it for the first out. It brings up Heckendorf again behind the dish. Berndt rocks and fires. Ball one downstairs. One ball, no strikes. There's the rock, the fire, change up inside. Two balls, no strikes. Wind is definitely blowing in from left field, coming out of the north. That'll keep balls in the yard. That's down again, three balls, no strikes. Heckendorf followed by Ott with Herent in the hole. Three ball, no strike. Bodner, quick worker. Stays right on that hill. There's the pitch. Strike one. Heckendorf was taken all the way on that one. Bodner took something off that. Three balls, one strike. Here's the 3-1 pitch downstairs. And Heckendorf draws the walk. Maya Ott coming to the plate. Maya hit 2 to center field. It was as bad as Athletic Park, Death Valley. And then she hit one for a sac fly late in the game as the Blue Jays defeated Edgar 8-6. And Winda died for that home run. Oh, she lays it down foul. No balls, one strike. If that wind had not been blowing in from center field when she hit that last one, that would have gone yard. One ball, no strikes. Heckendorf on first. One out. Ott gets the sign. Coach Cron. Wagner winds. Lays it down. Foul. She got some backspin on that one. So no balls, two strikes. Barrett hands the bat back to Ott. Very sportsmanlike gesture. No balls, two strikes, one out. Heckendorf on first. Top of the first, no score. There's the pitch. That bounces in. Heckendorf gets back to the base. Throwing behind the runner. Barrett showing a good arm there. One ball, two strikes, one out. Heckendorf's got the wheels. There's the pitch to Ott. And that's hit to center field. On the line! And it's up to the fence. Heckendorf rounds third. They're going to send her home. They're holding it, then throws to the pitcher. And Ott will get an RBI double. She hit that one just off to right center field. Just, we'd call it center, right center. About 20 feet to the right of the 210 sign. And that's going to bring up Hert, batting cleanup, the freshman. Ball one downstairs. So thus far, Bodner has not brought that ball up in the strike zone. One ball, no strikes. Ott on second. Blue Jays up 1-0. Oh, swing and a miss. Took just enough off that and brought it upstairs. And Barrett swung over, or excuse me, Hert's swung over that. Here's the pitch. Strike two. That was a low strike, but Blue rung her up. One ball, two strikes. Bodner with the 1-2 pitch. Downstairs and a bit outside. 22 on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes. One out, one in for the Blue Jays. Ott on second. There's the pitch. Oh, that was an Ephus. That was an Ephus pitch. Bodner had a nice smile on that one. There's the 3-2 pitch. That's grounded to third. Oh, bobbled it. No throw. Oh, they got Ott in a rundown now. This is going to turn to a 5-4-6. And she's out. Now they got... Oh, my goodness, they got Hare trying to go to second. This is going to be a 5-4-6-3 double play, and the Blue Jays go out in the first with one run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. I couldn't have covered that one better if I tried. And the Blue Jays go up 1-0. We'll be back with... bottom of the first, you're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School, bottom of the first. Hert comes in with a riser out of the strike zone, swung and a miss, but back to the backstop. Backstop here probably within 20 feet of home plate. So Hert goes up in the count, no balls, one strike, there's their pitch. That's fouled off. As long as they foul it to the right side, my van is safe. No balls, two strikes. Young steps back in, batting from the right side. Shortstop, Barrett, the catcher, and Cushman, the third baseman, on deck and in the hole. There's the pitch. Strike three call. Got the credit on the inside of the inside half of the plate there. So it's... And Barrett, the catcher, batting from the left side. So one quick out, three pitches, and a strikeout. Hare checks the wrist. There's the pitch outside, ball one. Hare got the save and the win on Tuesday when she came back in after Wendorf got touched up for two in the sixth and two in the seventh. Outside corner, caught the corner there. Looks like Blue's going to be given black today. One ball, one strike, one out. There's the pitch. Upstairs, too high, two balls, one strike. Blue Jays pick up one on a walk to Heckendorf and a double by Maya Ott. Lead 1-0, bottom of the first. There's the pitch. Outside and low. Three balls, one strike. Herrick goes back. Now we have a rosin bag out there today. She goes back, grabs the rosin bag, toes the rubber. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fouled off. Hard to tell if that was a foul or not, but it's a swinging strike. Full count. So again, a riser got out of the strike zone, but Barrett chased it. See what Hert comes up with on a 3-2 pitch. Ball four. Missed outside. Gushman comes up. And the courtesy runner is going to go out there. And we do not have rosters here today, so when I go with a number, I'll try to get the name later. But 23 is out there right now. Lanky young lady. She'll be the courtesy runner. And Edersworth, I think, is the name. So we got a few drops of rain falling. We got to protect the equipment this year. So if we end up having to shut it down, we'll send it back and bring it back if we get into a rain delay. No balls, one strike on the foul. There's the pitch, inside and low. Heckendorf squares to throw. Heckendorf's got ice water in the veins. She'll not hesitate to throw behind that runner if she wanders too far off. All ones in her Dave's County Market scoreboard, one out. One ball, one strike, inside half of the plate. Came in on the fists, one ball, two strikes. Heckendorf gets the number. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Grounded into the hole, into right field for a base hit. That artificial turf really is fast. So that's a single into right field under Ott's glove before Olaf could get out there, and that's going to bring up Berger, the center fielder. So Lumberjacks on first and second with one out. Berger steps in to bat from the right side. Hert gets set. The freshman fires upstairs. Strike one. Gave the high strike. No balls, one strike. If he calls it consistently, going to have a big strike zone today, at least top to bottom. 0-1 pitch, down low. Berger's a lanky center fielder, high knees, so Hart's going to have to bring that upstairs. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on first and second. That's fouled back into the screen. One ball, two strikes. Hart right around the plate today. Steps to the back of the circle. Berger takes a couple swings outside the batter's box. One ball, two strike pitch. Upstairs. It's a courtesy runner wandering off, but no play there. Big hole up the middle as Wendorf is playing the pole. Two balls, two strikes. There's the pitch. Oh, inside, I guess. Three balls, two strikes. Did not catch even the black. 3-2. One out. Runners on first and second. Lumberjacks threatening. Blue Jays up 1-0. Bottom of the first. There's a swing and a miss. She came upstairs. with a riser, and that one. So she's got two strikeouts, a walk, and a hit. And that's going to bring up Cleese, first baseman, batting from the right side. Got the stance of a power hitter. Upstairs, ball one. Checks the runners. There's the pitch. Inside, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Mackenzie Hart inside the circle for the Blue Jays. 2-0 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. And that's going to go to the backstop. It's going to be a pass ball. It was a riser. And that moves the runners up to second and third. Sun is trying to peer out. Two balls, one strike. Board has it wrong. Two balls, one strike. Hart got runners in scoring position. There's the pitch. Down low, 3-1. Freshman looks sharp. That one walk. It's a tough one. Occasional drops of rain. Hart checks her wrist. Gets the sign. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fouled off. Clues hanging tough. Full count. First base is open. 1-0 Blue Jays, bottom of the first. Two outs. There's the wind of fire. She swings upstairs. So Hart strikes out the side. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two left. After one from Wausau East, it is the Lumberjacks 1. And the Blue Jays 1, Lumberjacks nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School, top of the second. And there's a ground ball foul up at the plate. Orzok, Dietert, and Olhoff, the 5-6-7 inning. That was a bizarre double play, 5-4-6-3, as it was bobbled at third, but both Ott and, there's ball outside, and then Hart got caught in between bases. So one ball, one strike. Orzok lays off the off-speed stuff upstairs. In the wheelhouse, but inside. Norzik's up in the count, 2-1. Oh, that's going to be a balk. That is a balk. She got off the rubber. Three balls and one strike. I don't know if she lost footing or what. She's wiping her, right shoe. So 3-1 on the balk. And that's ripped into left field for a base hit. She took something off that, and Orzok laid into it and drove it between short and third. Ava Dietert batting from the left side. 1-0 Blue Jays, top of the second. There's the wind downstairs. Low and away, one ball, no strikes. Blue Jays wanting to get more on the board in case this weather comes in. That's hit ground, slow roller to second, picked up. Dietert fell down coming out of the box. She's okay. So that's still going to be a ground out. She moved the runner up, but Dietert fell down coming out of the batter's box. Got to get used to this sponge turf. The turf in Rapids is like being in a bouncy house. That's fouled off to the right side. Ooh, that took out somebody's roof. No balls, one strike. One out. Orzok on second. Olhoff at the plate. Wirtala on deck. Schilke in the hole. There's the pitch. And that's grounded to third. Nice pickup. Struggles. Throws. Got her out 5-3. But that moves the runner up. Second time, third baseman's had a little trouble on the shift of Cushman. So two outs, and that puts Wirtala at the plate. Orzech 60 feet away from adding to the Blue Jays' 1-0 lead. Wirtala again, the right fielder, batting from the right side. There's the rock, there's the fire. Strike one. Came on the inner half of the plate. Wirtala gets set in the box. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Rock and fire. Oh, way upstairs. Got a release point off on the changeup. High and inside. One ball, one strike. Two outs on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Blue Jays got a runner on third. There's the pitch. Swung through it. Nice changeup downstairs on the inner half of the plate. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner on third. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So the Blue Jays strand Orzech on third. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. After 1.5 from Wausau East, it's the Blue Jays 1, the Lumberjacks nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School. Bodner, the pitcher, batting for the Lumberjacks from the right side. Throws left, bats right. Inside for a ball. First one was a fastball strike. Straight fastball. Hart got a 1-0 lead. There's the 1-1 pitch. Ooh, that one bounces in. 2-1. Release point a little early on that one. Goes back, uses that rosin bag. Cool day for a ball game, but we're thankful we're playing when we haven't even hit tax day yet. And that's a line shot into right field. Ott wasn't at first base. She had moved in because Wirtala thought about throwing it to first. I don't know if it would have been a good idea, but it's a base hit, and that's going to bring up Smyrna. Smyrna, the left fielder, batting from the right side. So we'll see if Coach Derek Stenke plays small ball right now. Hart toes the rubber and fires. Swing and a miss. One of these times, Heckendorf is going to pull that trigger and throw down there just to keep the runners from getting too far off. No balls, one strike. Nobody out. Runner on first, bottom of the second. Swing and a miss. Hart taking command here. No balls, two strikes. Coach Stanky's telling her to swing away. Smyrna had two good cuts, but she swung over two fastballs. Let's see, coming back. Strike three, call. Hart has four strikeouts in the two innings. Sienna Wynn coming up for the right fielder. Back in the batter's box. Hart winds and fires, swing and a miss. She went upstairs with a riser. No balls, one strike. Wind is letting up slightly, and the sun is trying to make a guest appearance. And there's the bunt foul. No balls, two strikes. Wind tried hard to get her bat down. That was a tough one to bunt. I don't know if I think it would have been a ball if she'd pulled the bat back. No balls, two, one strike. Check that. There's the pitch. That's fouled off. Concession stand is in danger. No balls, two strikes. Hart steps to the back of the circle, checks her wrist, presents. There's the 0-2 pitch. It's grounded just in front of the plate. Picked up, thrown. Ooh, almost pulled out off the bag. First base coach says no, that was off the bag. So Majeski comes up, so that's a 1-3 put out. I think the first base coach might have a legitimate beef there. But the runner's on second with two outs. There's the pitch. Young tries to, or check that. Majeski, the second baseman, ninth hitter, tries to bunt. Orzuk moves up about 6 to 8 feet in front of the bag. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Pulls back, and that's going to get past. It got past Heckendorf, but no advance by Bodner on second. So Bodner throws left, bats right. Majeski from the left side, one ball, one strike. She's a slap hitter. She tries to bunt it and bunts foul. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runner on second, bottom of the second. Blue Jays up 1-0 here at Wausau East. There's the pitch. Downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Hart put that one in a good spot, but just missed by maybe 6 inches. All twos under Dave's County Market scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's 5 strikeouts in 2 innings for Hart. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left. After 2 complete from Wausau East, Merrill Blue Jays 1, and the Wausau East Lumberjacks 0. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3.
Wendorf Bus Service is proud to support.
Welcome back to Wausau East High School, top of the third. Leading off, top of the order for the Blue Jays. Check that. It's Danny Schelke, the left fielder, fouls it off. One ball, one strike. First one, a little high and inside. It'll be Schelke, Wendorf, and Heckendorf. Top of the third, Blue Jays 1-0 lead. There's the pitch upstairs. 2 balls, 1 strike. There's the 2-1 pitch. Oh, that hit her. And fortunately, it was a changeup. She took one for the team. Right in the middle of the back. And it looks like the pitching coach is heading out there. Coach Stanky is not going out there. So pitching coach is checking in. The whole infield is in. Talking about follow-through on that one. So runner on first, nobody out, and that's going to bring up Wendorf, who hit a sharp shot into the hole that Young laid out for. That's upstairs, strike one. So Bodner comes upstairs, the left-hander. Haven't seen much in the way of in-shoots or out-shoots today. There's the pitch. And that's fouled off. She took something off that. Sophie Wendorf fouled it off the third base fence. Down in the count, 0-2. We'll see if Bodner comes in with the changeup. No balls, two strikes. There's the rock, the fire. Downstairs, low and away. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Wendorf got good knowledge of the strike zone. She's going to hold that spot. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Oh, she rips it foul. She turned a little too fast on the changeup and ripped it foul off the fence just past the dugout. So that leaves a 1-2 count still. Third baseman runs it in. So Orzok was stranded third last inning, got on a single, advanced to third. On 2 ground outs, then the strikeout. Oh, that's inside. Too high. That wasn't like the Ephus in the first inning, but it was close. So that's a 2-2 count. There was nothing that Wendorf could do on that. Ball three, low and away. Full count. So Schelke on first after the hit by pitch. 3-2 count. Blue Jays up 1-0, top of the third. Ball four. Heckendorf's up. She walked and scored in the first on Maya Ott's double. Here's Heckendorf, waits for the pitch. Upstairs, ball one. Plate umpire, to his credit, is signaling where the pitches are. So Bodner's missing high on the changeups. She had a couple risers back in the first inning. See if she comes back with that. There's the pitch. Downstairs, pulling the bat back. Heckendorf has excellent bat control. So now the count's 2-0. We'll see if she's got the take sign or she goes to bunt. She gets the number, checks the wrist. We'll see what she comes up with. Not bunting. And she rips it all to third on the line. Back to first. Oh, the double play now going to third. Out at third. Okay, this is another scoring nightmare. L5. And it will be 5-3-5 on the putout as Schilke tried to advance. So two outs on the double play. It is a double play, and that's grounded to short. Sunday Hop throws it down low, bounce and gets it. So Maya Ott goes out short to first. So no runs, no hits, no errors. One left after 2.5 from Wausau East High School. It's the Merrill Blue Jays 1 and the Wausau East Lumberjacks nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School, downtown Islandbrook. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay girls softball right here on Blue Jay 96-3. Leadoff hitter, shortstop Young. That one gets away from Heckendorf, down and in. One ball, no strikes. So Blue Jays picked up a run on a walk and a double in the first, but two double plays of the very unique variety ending the second and the third innings. Or ending, I should say, the first and the third. That's fouled back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Being aggressive on the base paths is important, and unfortunately twice it didn't work for the Blue Jays. So 1-1 pitch, swing upstairs, rising fastball. Hert, who has struck out the side in the first and two strikeouts and a ground out back to her in the second, apart from two singles and the walk. And that's hit in the air. That's a rainmaker in coming in from center field. Taking a shortstop in short. Came out in center field. That's a fly out to Wendorf, who wandered to the right side of second base. That one just about put a hole in the clouds and brought some rain. But Mr. Sun is trying to make a guest appearance as we are in the bottom of the third. That's going to bring up Barrett, the catcher, batting from the left side. She walked, got to third on a pass ball, but two strikeouts to Berger and Clues ended the first inning. Strike one call, no balls, one strike. Hart downstairs. She put on sunglasses, and that's going to be tough behind that mask. One ball, one strike. That one was down and away. There's the 1-2 pitch. Oh, that's hit in the air and out of play. All buildings remain safe. One ball, two strikes. One out. Nobody on. Heckendorf down on her knees, that low target. And there's strike three call in the corner. Heckendorf's positioning there made that happen. Heckendorf's got enough of a gun. And with no runners on, Cushman comes up. She singled to right and moved to second on a pass ball for Heckendorf. So two outs, nobody on here, bottom of the third. There's the rock and the fire. That's fouled off, a sharp line drive foul. No balls, one strike. That would have been a gapper if she'd held up a fraction of a second, or I should say swung a fraction of a second sooner. No balls, one strike. She has a good inside-out swing. There's the 0-1 pitch. Bounced in. One ball, one strike. Derek Stanky content to let him swing away. Stanky's a veteran coach. Knows his teams well. And that's fouled off again. That almost goes into the baseball field. That's the problem they have down in Rapids. We had games interrupted when I broadcast baseball last year when balls came in from the softball field and vice versa. So one ball, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Hare toes the rubber. There's the 1-2 pitch. Outside, two balls, two strikes. All twos on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Bottom of the third, Blue Jays up 1-0. Back next week with games Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. I'll tell you about them later. Hare toes the rubber. Down, bounce that one in. Low and inside. Hare making liberal use of the rosin bag. Here's the pitch, and that's hit into right field. That one went over the arms of the second baseman, but that's the second hit for Cushman. And Berger, the center fielder, comes up. Graceland. Lanky outfielder batting from the right side. Runner on first. There. And there's the go. There's the throw. There's the safe. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Cushman gets second base stolen. And now Coach Cron is out there to talk. The throw was there a little bit high. Cushman does the belly flop. And now she's going out to talk to the base umpire. So one ball, no strikes, and a stolen base for Cushman. But a good throw by Heckendorf. Just a shade high. Now they're saying one strike. Okay. All right. No balls, one strike. Harris got two outs, but Cushman's scoring position now. There's the pitch. Strike. No balls, two strikes. Five strikeouts thus far for Harris, the freshman. Strong performance. Cushman's touched her up for two hits. There's the 0-2 pitch. That's hit in the air. That's coming back right toward the backstop. That one was going to hit the backstop. There was nothing Heckendorf could do. That'd come another 2 feet over. It would have been landed on us. So the sun is out now, making more than a cameo appearance. Wind has died down. Here's the pitch. That's hit up in the air in foul territory. That's over. It bounces over the Black Knight. The van is safe. She hits the van. It's all over. Still no balls, two strikes. Berger hanging tough there. Hertz pitch. That's hit in the air on the infield side. Hertz underneath it. She gloves it. So pop out to the pitcher. So no runs, one hit. No errors, one left. After three from Wausau East High School, it's the Wausau East Lumberjacks trailing the Blue Jays 1-0. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School. Coach Stanky has gone to the bullpen. Young will be at shortstop, or moving from shortstop. And we'll see who has gone to play short. Clues has gone to short, and Bodner goes over to first. So short to the circle, first to short, pitcher to first. There's the windup, there's the pitch, and that's hit into center field. That might come, drop, nice play, good run. Nice, nice, Hart hits it, and nice run and pulling it down. Berger in center field. That's going to bring up Orzuk. She singled back in the second, advanced on two ground outs to second and third, and was stranded there when Rosales struck out. That's hit into right field. That's tailing. Fair ball. Past the right fielder. Orzuk heading to second. She's going to stop her at second. That was a straight-up double. Orzuk, that was one of those tailing line drives when you have to make a tough call as an outfielder. Are you going to make sure it doesn't get past you? But I think that might have gotten past her. So Dietert's got a duck on the pond here in the top of the fourth. Outside and low, ball one. So Orzuk got around on it. Young has got a good, good fastball. Gets the sign. Here's the 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0. So Ava Dietert batting from the left side. Ground out to second base. One out. That's way upstairs, 3-0. So three balls, no strikes. Runner on second. One out, top of the fourth. Blue Jays up 1-0. There's the pitch. Strike one. 3-1. Dietert struggled getting out of the batter's box at turf. Fortunately, she'd get turf toe, and swing and a miss. 3-2. So Young comes back from a 3-0 deficit, gets it to 3-2. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Upstairs, ball four. Rising fastball went out of the zone. That's going to bring up Olof. She ground out to third. Lexi bats from the right side. See if she lays one down. Ball one downstairs. Young has a very determined look out there. Quick worker, steps behind the rubber there. Back toe in the rubber, she presents. One ball, no strike pitch. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Upstairs, 3-0. Four, four, west, east. And there is a strike call for the baseball side for those of you. Give one ear to my good friend Chad Holmes, Bow Falls Radio 98.9, and a four strike on the inner half. Three balls, two strikes. So, again, Young comes back. She's battling out there. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Upstairs, ball four. Back-to-back walks. The bags are full of Blue Jays. And coming up, Wirtala struck out swinging back in the second. The question is, are they going to try to lay one down and squeeze it in? Wirtala gave a momentary look of bunting. Strike one. Looked low and inside, but got the call. No balls, one strike. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Young took something off that one and kept that one downstairs. No balls, two strikes, one out here. Blue Jays got bags loaded with one out here in the top of the fourth. And that's hit off the glove of the pitcher, over to second, over to first. That'll be a 1-4-3 put out. But an RBI for Wirtala. Orzuk scores. Dietert moves to third. Olof to second. That's going to bring up Shoki. She took one for the team back in the second. Fortunately, it was an off-speed pitch. That's way upstairs. Overthrew a riser. Pitching coach watching carefully for the Lumberjacks. First base is open. Runners on second and third. One ball, no strikes. There's the pitch. Downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Wendorf, who lined out sharply into the hole to start the game, is on deck if Schilke gets on. Two balls, no strikes. Young's gotten back from 2-3-2 counts, though. upstairs again, 3-0. But she's battling right now. She's trying to get that release point down. 3-2 count. There's the three upstairs, ball four. And that's going to load them up again. So three walks and the double and scoring on the ground out. There's Wendorf, 0-1. There's the pitch. Strike one, right on the inner half. Wendorf moved back a little bit. So Young's trying to own that inside half. No balls, one strike. Grounded up the middle, slow roller, through. One run scoring, two runs scoring. Oh, my goodness. Sophie Wendorf with a two RBI single. She takes second on the throw. Schoelke goes to third on the throw and scoring both Olof and Dietert. And the Blue Jays now lead 4-0 here in the top of the fourth. Two more ducks on the pond with Heckendorf, who lined into that weird double play back in the third. There's a ball downstairs, one ball, no strikes. Heckendorf gets set. Winds and fires, upstairs and in, two balls, no strikes. Lumberjacks 1-2 against Marathon and Edgar last week. Upstairs, got a strike call. High strike, definitely in the zone. Two balls, one strike. There's the rock and fire. Swings through. Young took just enough off that to keep it downstairs. All twos on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on second and third. Strike three. Ooh, that one was looked inside, but she took it. And that'll be the third out. But the Blue Jays get three runs on one hit, no errors, and two left. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, it is the Blue Jays 4, the Lumberjacks nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School, bottom of the fourth. Blue Jays 3 spot in the top of the inning puts them up 4-0. Fastball in the inner half of the plate and off the plate, I should say, and Clues, who struck out swinging in the first. So thus far, 6 strikeouts in 3 innings for Hert. There's the pitch. Inside and low, 2 balls, no strikes. Blue Jays up 4-0, 1 in the first, 3 in the top of the fourth. There's the 2-0 pitch. Inside and low. 3-0. Two singles for Cushman, one for the on-deck hitter Bodner. Now at first base. 3 balls, no strikes. Strike one. 3-1. Coach Stanky wisely having the Lumberjack girls make sure Hert brings it in. Strike two. That one again was upstairs, but well within the strike zone, caught the inner half. 3 balls, 2 strikes, full count. This is where Hert has excelled today, putting that dark one past, and there it is, and that's grounded back. Hert snags it over to first, out, and I think Ott gets it on the tag. Pulled her a little bit off, so that's a 1-3 put out. Badna singled to right back in the second. There's the rock and fire. And she hits that one sharp. Wendorf, clean pickup. Long throw, good stretch. Gets the pick out. Ott picks it up nicely. Two outs now, and that's going to bring up Smenda. Smenda will bat from the right side. It is 5-4, Wausau West over East, mid-5 in baseball. There's the pitch, swing and a miss. Mackenzie Hert, excellent outing thus far. There's the pitch. And that's Grisno. She got that one upstairs on the inner half of the plate. And Senda really turned on it. No balls, two strikes, however. Getting the signal from Coach Crone. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And she gets another strikeout, her seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After four complete, it is the Merrill Blue Jays 4, the Wausau East Lumberjacks nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3, and it's time for the fourth inning stretch. Brought to you by... And welcome back to Wausau East High School. Sun's staying out. Wind is picking up again, blowing straight in now from center field. Blue Jays up 4-0. Ott takes ball one downstairs. Ott doubled in Heckendorf in the first and ground out to short in the third. Blue Jays up, and that's down and in. Young's making sure she doesn't get anything in Ott's power zone. Two downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Presents. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Strike one. Took a little bit off. Got that still on the inner half of the plate. Young is definitely making sure that she owns that inner half and a few inches off it. There's the pitch. Ott gets that one up in the air. Center fielder comes under it and makes the catch. So, again, she got under it. So that's going to bring up Hart. She flew out to Berger back in the third and got in that weird 5-4-6-3 double play to end the first. Inside moves her off. Blue Jays up 4-0, top of the fifth. Hart's been in command thus far inside the circle for the Blue Jays. And she hits one to third. Nice, clean pickup. Throw, 5-3. I tell you, with the true bounces off this infield, this is not like the bouncy turf in Rapids. It's not totally level and even. I mean, it's got its dips front of the plate, but it is in excellent condition. And that's grounded right back. Oh, it's off of Young's glove. And it's going to go a 1-4-3 put out as Orzuk got out of the batter's box just a shade slow. So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After 4.5 from Wausau East High School, it's the Blue Jays 4. The Wausau East Lumberjacks nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School. So we got a new left fielder, I think. We'll see what we get. I think it's new left fielder for the Blue Jays. I did not catch it. And a right fielder, too. Okay. So we got a couple changes in the outfield. See if I can pick them up from the press box a little later. But Coach Stanky... played umpire talking to the Lumberjack bench. So here we are in the bottom of the fifth. It'll be 8-9-1. Wynn leads off. She ground back to Hart. Yeah. All right, going to get those changes in just a minute. There's the pitch, and that's a number to second. And pulling it down. And so Olaf, so that's a line out to second. Now I'm going to get those changes. Be right back. Okay. All right. We've got a new right fielder and a new left fielder. Oh, there's a nice bunt. That's going to die in front of the plate. Safe. That's an infield hit. Majeski laid it down. Gets the bunt single. And that's going to bring up Young. Struck out looking to start to start the first and flew out to short as Wendorf ranged into the outfield to the right of second. So one out now, runner on first. Downstairs. Oh, Heckendorf wanted to pull the trigger on that one, but held back. Bounced in, ball one. Young's got a good lanky infielder and pitcher, big strike zone downstairs. Boy, those runners are just trying to take liberties with Heckendorf. They saw what she can do, and with what was at best a dubious call on that stolen base. And there's the bunt. Orzech picks it up, throws to first. Nice play on the sacrifice bunt. That is a 5-4 putout. Sacrifice hit. Put Majeski to second, and that's going to bring up Barron. Walked and stranded at third in the first. Struck out looking in the third. Batting from the left side. There's the pitch. And that's hit in the air. Heckendorf ranging into foul territory. And she, Wendorf, I should say, and she pulls it down. And that's going to be the third out. So no run, one hit, no error, one left. After five from Wausau East, it's the Merrill Blue Jays 4. The Lumberjacks nothing. You're hitting with listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School. Kudos to plate umpire for trying to keep me informed. Now if only Wish Sports would get the rosters on the internet. But that's a story for another discussion. Top of the sixth, Dietert leads off. Down and away, ball one. Ava ground out to second in the second and walked and scored in that three-run fourth inning. Dietert from the left side of the plate. One ball, no strikes. Young twirls that ball in the glove. There's the pitch. Outside, 2-0. She's definitely keeping it away from Dietert's power zone on the inside half of the plate. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And Dietert goes to the opposite field toward Coach Crow. To Coach says, points and says that way. Callie Crow, I'll tell you. Two balls, one strike. Young presents, changes her grip. There's the 2-1 outside, 3-1. So she's missed all three of the balls well outside, not coming into the power zone of Ava Dietert. Dietert sits with 3-1 and grounds that one right back to the pitcher. Over to first, and that'll be a 1-3 putout. So Dietert is 0 for 2 with a walk. It's going to bring up Olof. She ground out to third in the second, walked and scored last inning. So she's 0 for 1. Young did a nice job of managing that 3-1 pitch. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Olof swung through that one. There's the rock. There's the fire. She hits that one. Oh, that's going to bounce. Oh! There's a web gem by the shortstop. I'll tell you, that was a dive. Young had a great play, and that one was Clues, and she gets a pop out to short. Yeah, she laid out for that one. Two outs, and that's going to bring up Wirtala. She takes one off the foot, hit by pitch. She got into that 1-4-3 ground out with the RBI last inning. Struck out swinging in a second. So she takes one for the team. And that's going to bring up Pierce in left field. And there's the bobble. There's the throw. There's the out. Trying to dive for second base. And that's a 2-6 caught stealing. So Pierce will start the next inning. But that's the third out. So in the top of the sixth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left after 5.5 from Wausau East. It's the Blue Jays 4, the Lumberjacks nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School, bottom of the sixth. Blue Jay girls up 4-0, but here's Kusha. She's 2-for-2. Inside, strike one. She's hit it to the right side both times, but Olaf is still not shading more toward first. Here to try to keep her low and away, keep her from going to the opposite field. And there it is again, and Olaf's in the right place. 4-3 ground out. If she'd been playing over where I'd had her play, that would have gone through. That's why I get to broadcast, not coach. So one out here. And that's going to bring up Berger. Struck out swinging in the first, popped out in the pitcher. Ooh, that's hit into right center field. Keeping it in front of her nicely, throwing it in, was the center fielder. A nice sharp single. And that's going to bring up Clues at shortstop. Struck out swinging to end the first. Seven strikeouts for Hare to last inning. It was the first inning. In the fifth, she didn't get at least one. So that brings up Clues. There's the pitch. Upstairs. Lumberjacks need some runners here, so Hackendorf making no hasty pickoff attempts. Bottom of the sixth. There's the pitch. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. So Pierce is now in left, and I do not have all the numbers yet, so I don't know. Number one, I'm told, is in right. So it's two balls, no strikes, and that's fouled off into the screen. Two balls, one strike. Blue Jays up 4-0. Monday, we're down at the mark for Mozanie coming to town. That's swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Tuesday, baseball from Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, and Thursday, back at Athletic Park as the baseball is back to home and home each week. So three games next week right here on Blue Jay 96.3. 2-2, and now she throws. And diving back with a turf infield, nobody even gets a dirty uni. 3-2 count. Blue Jays up by four, bottom of the sixth. Want to keep runners off base. There it is, ball four, and that's to the backstop. So that's going to be a walk. So first time they've had two runners since the first inning. One in a single in the second, one in the third. 1-2-3 fourth, and a bunt single last inning. Now it brings up Bodner, singled in the second, ground out to short. Hart goes to the rosin bag. Two on, one out here. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, caught in no man's land, but down and in, a swing and a miss. And Heckendorf threw in front of the runner and getting back to second, Berger. She was halfway to third, but Orzuk did not throw that ball away. Both teams have played flawless ball here today. And that's hit in the air, going to left. Foul ball, but that could have gone yard if that was straightened out. Break for Hart as turning on it too early. Bodner, who's now at first base, throws left, bats right. There's the pitch. Way upstairs, that's to the backstop. Wild pitch, and that's going to move him up. So Hart in her first trouble right now. Two ducks on the pond. Bottom of the sixth inning, one out. 1-2 count. Hart needs the punch out here. Downstairs, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. First base is open, but no way do you want the tie-in run coming up. Wind still in from center field. Strike three call. Thrown to third. Got away from the third baseman, but Wendorf over there. So that's a swinging strikeout. Heckendorf made sure that Berger was not going to wander too far. Smitta Struck out looking in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Hert. Set and pitches. Swing and a miss. So Hert's got 8 strikeouts right now. 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 3rd and 4th. 2 in the second. So fouled off. Off the roof over on the baseball field. No fans were harmed on that pitch. So ahead in the count, no balls, 2 strikes. Smenda straddling the middle of that box. Here to the back of the circle. Here's the pitch. Downstairs. Heckendorf probably thankful for the nice bounces she gets on this pitch, as they'd say, playing soccer on the other side of the pond. 1-2 count, 2 outs. Ball 2, that's to the backstop. Heckendorf, that's a wild pitch, and that's going to score the run. So that makes it 4-1 and a runner on third. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. That one just got away from her on the grip. 2 balls, or 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Ball 4. Oh, the scoreboard had it wrong. Okay. Batter again. I was looking at the scoreboard. It was 2-2. 3-2 count now. 2 outs. Hare trying to get back on the groove. Single, a walk, and a couple wild pitches. That's fouled off. Staying alive. Bodner caught the top of that one. Swung over the top. Hart steps to the back of the circle. Reconnoiters. Checks her wrist for the signal. Toes the rubber and presents. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Ball 4. So Smenda walks. That's going to bring the tying run up. Win. She ground out to Hart in the second. 1-3 and lined out to Heckendorf. Sienna Wynn, 8th hitter. 2 walks, a single, but the wild pitch is what brought in the run. There's the pitch. And that's grounded back to the pitcher. Picks it up cleanly, throws to first. Doesn't matter, 1-3 on the putout, so the Blue Jays get out of it. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 left. After 6 complete from Wausau East, it's the Blue Jays 4, the Lumberjacks 1. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School. Top of the 7th, Pierce leading off. She was out, still batting on the caught stealing. 2 balls. Check that, 1 ball, 1 strike. I thought that first one was a ball. 1-1, top of the 7th. Blue Jays up 4-1. There's the pitch. Inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. All 3 hurlers have worked the inside of that right-handed batting strike zone. There's the pitch. Strike 2. Strong effort by Young on that one. She brought that one upstairs on the outer half of the plate, waist high. Pierce, 2-2 count. And she hits one into right field for a base hit. So Pierce, after Schilke got hit by pitch in the third and walked in the fourth, Pierce comes in and leads off with a single. That's going to bring up Wendorf. She's 1-for-2 with a walk in the third, a 2-ribby single in the fourth, and lined out at what should have been a hit in the first. Young at shortstop then. Wendorf off the fence. No balls, 1 strike. Top of the 7th. Blue Jays up 4-1 on a pad that lead. Young presents. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that's ripped into center. Drops for a base hit. Nice throw from the center fielder. So Blue Jays have 2 on with nobody out. And Heckendorf is up. Walked and scored in the first on Ott's RBI double. Line out to third. in a double play situation back in the second and struck out looking in the third. Coach Stanky goes out. He's going to have a conference. Again, remember to stay tuned after the end of the game for our Daves County Market postgame show, brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. Coach Stanky going over everything with everybody, making sure they know what to do. Question is, with Heckendorf, who's good bat control, followed by Ott with the power, getting a runner to third makes good sense. The question is, will Heckendorf lay one down? Moving in just a couple steps. No, staying back at third is Cushman. There's the bunt, bunts through it. And I'll tell you, Pierce was out there staying halfway between them. That was went after it. It was a low pitch. It was a tough pitch to bunt. Young came in with a good pitch. Here's the 0-1 pitch. One ball, one strike. Heckendorf did not show bunt on that one. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Runners on first and second. Heckendorf wants to move them up any way she can. Here's the 1-1 pitch. She fouls it off, headed toward the baseball field dugout. Baseball and softball fields very, very close together here. One ball, two strikes for Heckendorf. Got to lay it down to the right side. Upstairs, 2-2. Young overthrew that one. It was a riser that got away from her. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here. Top of the seventh. Blue Jays up 4-1. And there's a hit off the shortstop's glove into left field. That'll be a straight-up single. We've had an error-free game thus far. That was an excellent effort by Clues, and she could not get her glove on it. Maya Ott's up. The wind is trying to die down. If one person could cut through what's there and put it out for the grand salami, it's Maya Ott. Ball one downstairs. Young is not going to bring anything upstairs. Maya Ott. Three flyouts to center field their last game. Oh, that's up in the air. That's in foul territory. And the dugout roof takes it. Takes one for the team. And they throw it back. Not at Athletic Park. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Bags full of Blue Jays. Way upstairs, 2-1, 2-1. Maya gives the umpire the hand, 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Outside, 3-1. Now Young's in a tough spot. She brings one in. Young brings it in. Ott will drive it, 3-1. Here's the pitch. Ball four, and that's going to walk in a run. Still nobody out. Bag still full of Blue Jays. Pierce scores. Wendorf moves to third. Heckendorf to second. Ott, and that's going to bring up Hert. She got into a 5-4-6-3 double play with Maya Ott getting picked off. Oh, she swings through it. Young brought that pitch. She really brung it. No balls, one strike. Hart could really help her cause here. Bags full of Blue Jays, one out. Downstairs. Heckendorf being a pest at third. Blue Jays up 5-1, top of seven. One ball, one strike to Hart. There's the pitch. Strike two. Came on the inner half of the plate. Young brought it in. Young came in again. On the hands. One ball, two strike, nobody out. There's the pitch. Inside, 2-2. Right fielder playing the line. Big right gap, center gap. That's ground out. Slow roller. Shortstop over to third. Out. So that'll be a fielder's choice and an RBI for Hart. Moving to second was Ott. 6-5 on the putout for Heckendorf out at third, and Wendorf scores. So that's the second run to this inning. That makes it 6-1. Two outs. Orzuk is up with runners in first and second. Well, that's going to go to the backstop, and there's going to be a wild pitch. That moves the runners to second and third. One ball, no strikes. Upstairs again, two balls, no strikes. First base open. Young's not going to give her anything good to hit. Orzuk's got power. She's singled and doubled today. And she hits it down to third. Over to first for the second out. Runners don't advance. And that's going to bring up Ava Dietert. Dietert's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored in the fourth, but she's ground out to the second baseman in the second and the pitcher last inning. Downstairs and away. One ball, no strikes. Dietert waiting. Young spins that ball in the glove. There's the pitch. Dietert hits a grounder to short. Over to first, and that's going to be it for the Blue Jays. Get two runs, three hits, no errors, two left. As we go to the bottom of the seventh at Wausau East, it's the Merrill Blue Jays 6, the Lumberjacks 1. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School, bottom of the seventh. Blue Jays up 6-1. Majeski got on a bunt single last time, ninth hitter. She lays it down again. Pick up over to first. Oh, thrown away. And Majeski's going to get to second. And she's headed to third as the right fielder had a tough time getting it. Now it's getting in. First error. It was picked up by Hart. And so that's going to be an E4, I think, missing it, and that's going to put a runner on third with nobody out. Coach Krohn goes out there, and she's just telling him to shake it off. We're up by 5. She just wants to get everybody back on the same page because Young is leading off now. Struck out looking in the first, flew out into short center field, right center field to Wendorf in the third, and sacrifice hit third to first. So Blue Jays up by 5. Hart toes the rubber. There's the pitch. And that's hit foul. Foul ball. That would have been a tough play. Orzuk looks over to base umpire because the runner going down third base. That was a potential interference situation. But it went foul. No balls, one strike. Hare checks her arm. Checks that score card. There it is. Swing and a miss. Really brought the heat on that one. Past Young. No balls, two strikes. The freshman, Mackenzie Hare, dominating performance today for the Blue Jays. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's hit in the air. Wendorf over and makes the catch in foul territory. That's one out. Barrett walked in the first, struck out looking in the third, popped out in the fifth, 0-for-2 with a walk, batting from the left side. Hertz waiting for the sign, checks the wrist, toes the rubber, there's the pitch, upstairs, ball one. So Mackenzie Hart, two outs away from a complete game. She got the win and the save on Saturday against the Edgar Wildcats. Here's the pitch. Strike. Took something off that, brought it upstairs, but caught the outer half of the plate. One ball, one strike, one out. All ones under Daves County Market scoreboard. Hart sets. Swing and a miss. Swinging right through that one. Berndt. Cushman is up. She's 2-for-3 on the day. Yeah, There's the set. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Three strikeouts in the first, two in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth. One last inning. That was the ninth strikeout. Last chance gas station for the Lumberjacks. Runner on third, two outs. Strike, no, upset high. Held it down. Wausau East pitching coach goes yes. Just a little bit upstairs. One ball, no strikes. There's the pitch. Strike two, or ball two. Again, same location, upstairs. Herrick goes back to the rosin bag. Most liberal use of a rosin bag I've ever seen of anybody inside the circle. 2-0, two outs. There's the pitch. Upstairs, 3-0. McKenzie wants this punch out here badly. She's overthrown that last one. Three balls, no strikes. Blue Jays up 6-1. I'm sure Coach Stanky's got the take sign on. Strike one. That one came down just enough. Three balls, one strike. Excuse me. Cushman, 2-for-3, and she's gone to the right side on all three because her ground out was to second. That's ball four. There's the walk. Runners on first and third. That brings up Berger. She singled and scored last inning on a wild pitch. Advanced on two wild pitches to third and to home after the walk that loaded the bases. Struck out swinging in the first, ground out 1-3. Strike one upstairs. No balls, one strike. Hart needs two more. Walk away with a 6-1 win on what turned into a much better day than it looked like earlier. There's the pitch. Ball. I'm surprised that Cushman isn't going to second, because I would expect fielder's indifference at this point. One ball, one strike. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swung over one. That was a bit of a drop ball. She's thrown three or four of those. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Blue Jays one strike away from conference win. Here's the pitch. And that's hit in the air, foul. Headed toward the people undercover. Nope. Assistant coach wanted that one badly. One ball, two strikes, two outs. He wanted the souvenir. One and two. Here's the set. There's the pitch. Downstairs, 2-2. There's the run to second. That one gives fielders indifference. Sorry. Runners on second and third. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. All twos on our Daves County Market scoreboard. Remember to stay tuned after the end of the game for our Daves County Market postgame show. 2-2. Swing and a miss. And that's it. And the Blue Jays, no runs, no hits, one error, two left. And the final score is Merrill Blue Jays 6 and the Wausau East Lumberjacks 1. You'll be back with our Daves County Market postgame show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Wausau East High School. I am downtown Otto Burroughs. Pleased to be bringing you the Daves County Market postgame show, brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. And the Blue Jays pick up their second win in a row, first conference win. They're now 1-1 in conference play. Coming back on Monday at the MAC, it'll be the Mosinee Indians coming to town. On a day that looked like I was going to have to be protecting the equipment from a failure like Wausau West with the win last year, the Blue Jays, a convincing performance, 6-1 win. They got one in the top of the first. Heckendorf walked. Maya Ott with an RBI double. In the fourth inning, they picked up three. Orza doubled, walks to Dietert and Olhoff. A 1-4-3 put out score with Wurzala getting the RBI. Another walk to load the bases. And Sophie Wendorf with two RBI single. That made it 4-0. And in the bottom of the sixth inning, Hart was in control throughout this game. Three strikeouts in the first, two in the second, one in the third, seven through four. Got one in the eighth and the eighth and the sixth and the ninth and the tenth in the seventh. But it was a single for Berger, a walk, and a couple wild pitches that moved after Smyrna walked and the bases were loaded. And wild pitches moved the runners up to second and third and then score third and scoring. So that was the only run for the Lumberjacks. And then in the top of the seventh inning, it was time for insurance. A single by Pierce, a single by Wendorf, a single by Heckendorf. Maya Ott walked in a run, and then there was a fielder's choice and an RBI for Hart, and that was the final run. So for Hart, and we hope Coach Krohn is going to come over and join us for the postgame show, Hart had 10 strikeouts, and she did have four walks, but just a dominating performance. And it just, the freshman got ice water in the veins, definitely a dominating outing, and the kind of performance that the Blue Jays are going to need with she and Sophie Wendorf inside the circle this year to have a strong season in Valley Conference play. But coming back on Monday, it will be at the MAC, the Mosinee Indians. Tuesday and Thursday, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln in baseball. Tuesday in Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday at Athletic Park. So what a performance by the Blue Jays today. And again, we're going to see if Coach Krohn, I'm going to try to get her attention, see if she can come over for the post game. But just the kind of performance that Mackenzie Hart needed today, as the weather improved with age rather than getting worse, as it was predicted, and the forecasters being wrong helps. So we're going to take a quick break and see if we can get Coach Krohn. But again, this is our Daves County Market postgame show, brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. They value family, they value friendly, they value you. And we'll be back with more after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to our Daves County Market postgame show, brought to you exclusively by Daves County Market, downtown Merrill. Coach K has joined us. I didn't think we were even going to get this one in, Coach K, the way the weather forecast was. But the sun shone upon the Blue Jays today.
Yeah, we came in and the clouds were pretty dark and you could see rain and it looked like it was impending. And then it must have just went right around us because we got lucky.
Well, better to be blessed than good sometimes. And talking about good today, inside the circle, Mackenzie Hart, 10 strikeouts on the day. She had command from the outset.
Yeah, she is kind of gaining her presence, and she's looking good out there, getting more consistent, which is what we want. And I think her getting experience against varsity hitters is just making her better, so it's looking good.
And Wausau East had a dominating performance in a doubleheader against Edgar, whom we beat on Saturday, and also Marathon. But today the bats were silent. In fact, if I were Coach Stanky, knowing it was, I did, if they were made out of wood, he'd probably burn them after today.
Oh, we love playing against them. They're a great group. All their girls are, every time we play them, one of the best sports that we have. in the conference playing against them. Like, they talk to each other. They talk to us. The coaches, we all get along. It's really, really fun coming here.
You need a few of those.
Yeah.
When you get those, we won't mention any names, who steal filings and crude oil for breakfast type of thing. And today, except for that one throw in the seventh, flawless fielding. Does the turf field help in that area?
It depends. I think with us having a dirt field to practice on, sometimes it's always a learning curve coming to turf and then getting reused to the different conditions. And this turf, too, in the beginning was really slick. You saw a couple people fall running out of the batter's box.
Yeah, but Dieter tried to get out. And
pitching and all sorts of stuff, or throwing the ball from third. So there's just always different challenges wherever you go. So you have to learn to adapt.
But it's not like Rapids playing in a bouncy house.
No, but their field's beautiful, too, so.
I remember a baseball game last year where the bouncy turf just about put one into somebody's face, and he was not a happy left fielder. Yeah. No names will be given on air. So you finish up this one. You're now 1-1 in conference. You come back next week. You got Mosinee and the Indians, Great Northern. You'll be looking at them more and more in the future with the move to the Great Northern Conference.
Right.
One thing you don't have to worry about is pitch counts. In girls softball, you don't have to manage that.
Correct.
And when you get a complete game from Herrick, that has to be a plus as well.
Yeah, it's you know, we're going to continue to grow that stamina, and it's really good to see. So we're having a lot of fun.
And Heckendorf scored in the first on that double. But those double plays, those were a scoring nightmare.
Yeah. I'm happy about it, though. You know, we preach that if you're going to fail, you should fail going 100%. And so I was proud that they were more aggressive today than I've seen them so far this year. And so if we continue to hone in on that, I think we'll be more of a menace on the bases.
And Wendorf's 2-RBI single there in the fourth, coming through with a key hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so good batting, good fielding, good pitching, good game.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we will look forward to seeing you after Monday's game against the Mosinee Indians. Coach Kayla Garner, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
And that's going to do it for us. As always, thanks for joining us. The final score as we finish up our Daves County Market postgame show is the Merrill Blue Jay Girls 6-1 for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. You've been listening to Blue Jay Girls Softball on Blue Jay 96.3.
You've been listening to Merrill Girls Softball Action on Blue Jay 96.3 WJMT. Today's game has been brought to you by Bergner Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Culver's, Dave's County Market, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Lincoln Wood Products, the Merrill High School Softball Booster Club, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Park City Credit Union, Pine Ridge Mobile, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Wendorf Bus, and Westside Market. Listen all season long as we bring you girls softball on the voice of Merrill Varsity High School Sports. Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730 on the WJMT app and Alexa.
Start your day with news, weather, sports,